Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. A prominent Indigenous leader has accused politicians of using Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as a political football on the issue of welcome to country ceremonies. Aliawari woman and co-chair of the Uluru Dialogue, Pat Anderson, says the ceremonies are not about welcoming people to Australia, but to cultures and lands. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has described welcome to country ceremonies as overused. His Victorian counterpart Brad Batten has said there is a risk that constant welcome to country ceremonies will make them become disingenuous. Bundajung lawyer and advocate Vanessa Turnbull-Roberts has told NITV the opposition leader's remarks worry the community.
He is not the person to be having that discussion, nor is he the person to be talking about whether it takes place or not. He is a non-Indigenous person, and it is up to the traditional custodian and the elder of that place and land to determine whether they happen or not. I think when it comes to the rhetoric that we've seen from the Liberal Party and the conversations of what potentially could be our national leader here in the country is quite concerning.
Labor has announced it will fund some of its election promises by raising visa fees for international students. The move will mean the cost will go up from $1,600 to $2,000 if Labor is re-elected. Finance Minister Katie Gallagher says the fee hike only amounts to a small rise.
We think that's a sensible measure that really prices, I think, the value of coming here and studying in Australia, so that will also be used.
An advocacy group has focused on marginal seats in a gambling harm blitz in the final days of the election campaign. It's a relatively modest campaign, with the group called Gambling Reform spending just under $4,200 on Facebook advertising in the month to April 25. But paid posts comparing the stances of candidates on banning gambling advertisements have targeted key electorates. They include Gilmore in New South Wales, Brisbane in Queensland, Deakin in Victoria, and the Greens-held seat of Brisbane. The Coalition maintains it can still win the federal election despite dismal polling. A Roy Morgan poll shows Labor is on track to form a majority government, leading 53% to 47% on a two-party preferred basis. Mr. Dutton is hitting more than two dozen seats in the final week of campaigning ahead of Saturday's poll. He's told Radio 4BC in Brisbane that the party's internal polling is positive, and that gives him great confidence for the final result. Meanwhile, a woman has been arrested after the office of Peter Dutton was vandalised in Brisbane. The 18-year-old woman has been charged with one count of willful damage after the incident. Queensland Police say officers were called to an address in Mitchelton following reports of four people in a red sedan acting suspiciously. But while the vehicle fled the scene before police arrived, a police dog later tracked a woman to another suburb. The cause of a mass outage across Spain and Portugal remains unclear, hours after the power cut brought public transport and other key services to a halt. Portuguese Prime Minister Luis Montenegro says there is no indication a cyber attack is the reason for the outage. Portugal has suggested, however, that the issue originated in Spain, while Spain says it could be a breakup in its connection to France. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says an investigation is underway that he is confident will pinpoint the cause.
It is better not to speculate. We will know the causes later. We are not ruling out any hypothesis, but now we must focus on the most important thing, which is restoring electricity to our homes.
A Sydney-based music festival has been confirmed as the second site of a year-long pill testing trial in New South Wales. The Midnight Mafia event at the Sydney Showground will host the free and anonymous drug checking service. Advocates say pill testing is a proven harm minimisation strategy used in many countries for decades, while opponents say it sends mixed messages about the risk of using and possessing illegal drugs. Health Minister Ryan Park says it's a crucial health intervention.
This is not a green light for people to necessarily go and use drugs. You'll never have me stand up here and say it is safe to do so. I never will. What we are saying is that we know young people use illicit substances. We want to see whether this type of testing gives them a final chance to make a difference, to take a different path, to take a different course of action.
I'm Deborah Grawke. This is SBS News in Easy English.